16.7. There are some downsides to the internet too.
First and foremost, virtual addiction is the most serious problem that we need to face in connection with the internet. More and more people have trouble coping with this problem. They are unable to stop visiting their favourite websites or playing their favourite online games, and they become so interested in them, they spend all their free time in front of their computers. In more serious cases, this situation leads to a state that they even bunk off school. Secondly, threatening private life is another problem the internet can create. Teenagers who join different chat rooms can give their personal information to unknown people who may misuse it. Thirdly, the internet creates opportunities to cheat, and a lot of young people take a chance and copy whole texts from the net and hand them in as their homework essays or projects. Last but not least, there are some problems with copyright. Many people download some music or films without paying for them. This is illegal, but they don't care about breaking the law. This problem is getting more and more serious nowadays. 16.8. Are you aware that the internet might be dangerous for you? There are several articles out there which try to warn your parents and advise them how to help, teach and protect you. Here is an example.
Combating internet risks. Every problem has a solution. Prevention is the best recipe for combating any problem. In internet terms, knowledge is more efficient. Whether we like it or not, the internet is and will be a part of our lives. So instead of avoiding it, we should try to learn how to use it responsibly. Children nowadays are using the internet from the age of 4 onwards. Thus, in the simplest language that a child would understand, we should try and educate them on the aspect of every danger that is out there and that they might encounter. In early ages, internet use is limited to playing games and maybe sending an email with guidance. From the age of 7 onwards, children are able to use the internet for searching for information, for chatting, and for playing games. The variety of uses expands and the dangers increase. Thus, it is important to educate children about the dangers of the internet and monitor their usage through several means. Here are 10 basic tips.
1. Use maximum safety controls on computers that children are using. 2. Use an internet security program on the computer where children can surf the internet. 3. Be friendly and explain to them that whenever they face something suspicious or some stranger talks to them, they should inform an adult immediately. 4. Educate children that they should never open emails from unknown senders, and even if they get an email from someone they know and it looks weird, they should immediately report it to their parents. 5. Teach children how to ignore a person who is sending disturbing messages and harassing them. 6. Inform them that being responsible when using the internet means protecting themselves from harm. 7. Never criticize children if and when they violated rules. Just explain to them why they shouldn't do it and let them know what the consequences might be if they continue violating the rules. 8. Show children how to search effectively and teach them to use engines that offer protection, such as Google Safe Search for Kids. 9. Never underestimate a child's curiosity. Better show them what exists out there and get their curiosity out of the way than let them become victims in order to learn. 10. Show them where and how they can report something illegal if they come across it.
It is always better to be clear and realistic about a situation without frightening children than to avoid telling them and victimise them at the end. Children nowadays are adapting to technological advances in their lives with greater ease than older people. It is therefore useless to try to avoid buying a computer or not to let children use it. The internet is a part of our lives, and it is important that we show them how to use it and teach them to be responsible, rather than leave them completely on their own. It is important for children to understand the seriousness of internet risks, especially in issues regarding child pornography and paedophilia. It might sound scary to have a child know these terms and what they mean, but it's even scarier to see what happens to children who become victims.
16.9. Topic in a nutshell.
I use my computer a lot, so you could say I'm a PC addict. To tell the truth, I switch it on immediately when I get home after school, and I spend most of my time in front of the screen. All in all, I spend about 4 to 5 hours a day using it. I use my computer for various purposes. Some of them are really practical, like listening to music, watching films, playing computer games, printing my photos, surfing the internet, and chatting with my friends. On the other hand, I also write my essays on it. I use the word processor for writing letters, and it's very useful that I can save my documents on it. I also use the internet for my homework, because I can find everything very quickly with the help of search engines, and so I don't have to go to the library to find the necessary information. As I'm mad about the internet, I created my own web page about 6 months ago, and I always change its contents. It contains numerous types of information about me, my class, and about the topics I'm really interested in, like rock music, windsurfing, skiing, PC games, and the latest innovations in computer technology. It has some photos to look at, some animated images, and also some videos, usually the ones taken at different school events. It gives the end users some hyperlinks as well. I spend about 1 hour a week keeping it updated, and my classmates and friends who visit it regularly like it very much.